Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Space Oddities by particle physicist Harry Cliff is a guided tour of the universe's most stubborn puzzles, the observations that do not fit neatly inside today's best theories. Rather than presenting space as a solved story, the book treats modern astronomy and physics as an active investigation where every precise measurement can expose a crack in our assumptions. Cliff connects big, accessible ideas such as gravity, light, and cosmic expansion with the real-world instruments and collaborations that test them, from telescopes mapping distant galaxies to detectors hunting elusive particles. The central appeal is the focus on anomalies results that appear slightly off, unexpectedly large, or simply inexplicable, and therefore force scientists to ask better questions. Along the way, readers meet the competing explanations for these oddities, the ways researchers try to rule out error, and the excitement of being close to genuine discovery. It is an invitation to think like a scientist while exploring the frontier between known physics and what might come next. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, anomalies is the engine of scientific progress. A core theme is that science advances not only through confirming predictions, but through confronting surprises. The book frames space oddities as productive tension between theory and measurement, where the mismatch itself becomes a clue. Cliff explains how an anomaly can originate in many places, overlooked systematics in an instrument, subtle biases in data analysis, astrophysical effects that were not modeled, or truly new physics. The reader is shown why the community rarely jumps straight to revolutionary conclusions. Instead, researchers attempt replication, cross-checks with independent methods, and stress tests of assumptions. This process reveals why some anomalies fade away, while others persist and grow more interesting. The topic also highlights how modern physics relies on statistical reasoning, large datasets, and collaborative verification, making discovery a collective achievement rather than a lone breakthrough. By emphasizing the life cycle of an anomaly from early hint to potential paradigm shift, the book teaches a realistic, compelling picture of how knowledge is built. Even when a mystery is not resolved, the tools and habits developed to address it often reshape entire fields, improving precision and opening new lines of inquiry. Secondly, dark matter and the missing mass problem. One of the most famous space oddities is the evidence that most matter in the universe does not emit or absorb light. The book explores how mismatches between visible mass and gravitational effects appear across scales, from the rotation of galaxies to the motion of galaxy clusters and the way large-scale structure forms over cosmic time. Cliff outlines why this is such a deep challenge. Gravity is well tested, yet astronomical systems behave as though there is extra mass everywhere. The topic surveys the leading interpretations, including particle dark matter and modifications to gravity, and explains what each must accomplish to match observations simultaneously. It also covers how scientists search for dark matter using different strategies, such as underground detectors looking for rare interactions, telescopes seeking indirect signals from annihilation or decay, and collider experiments probing new particles. The key point is that the mystery is constrained by multiple, independent lines of evidence, so a successful explanation must be coherent across astrophysics, cosmology, and particle physics. Readers come away understanding why dark matter is not a single measurement but a network of clues, and why its solution could connect the smallest scales of particle physics to the largest scales of the cosmos. Thirdly, cosmic expansion, dark energy, and tensions in the data. Another major frontier is the discovery that the universe is expanding in a way that appears to be accelerating, implying a component often called dark energy. Cliff presents the observational foundations behind this idea and the methods used to measure cosmic distances and expansion history. The topic emphasizes that modern cosmology is increasingly defined by precision, and precision exposes tensions different measurement techniques can produce values that disagree beyond expected uncertainty. These disagreements matter because they may indicate hidden systematics or a need to refine the standard cosmological model. The book explains how researchers compare local measurements of expansion with values inferred from the early universe, and why even small percentage differences can be profound. It also discusses candidate explanations, ranging from improved calibration and astrophysical effects to new ingredients in the cosmic inventory, or changes in how gravity behaves on large scales. By focusing on how these measurements are made and debated, the reader sees cosmology as a living discipline. The broader lesson is that the universe may be giving subtle hints about physics beyond current models, and careful attention to measurement details is often where the story turns. Fourthly, cosmic rays, high-energy particles, and extreme astrophysical accelerators. The universe constantly bombards Earth with high-energy particles, and their origins can be surprisingly mysterious. This topic follows the trail from detection to interpretation, showing how physicists and astronomers infer where cosmic rays come from, and what accelerates them to such extraordinary energies. Cliff uses these particles as an example of how the cosmos functions as a natural laboratory, reaching energies far beyond what human-made accelerators can typically achieve. The book explores how cosmic ray measurements can contain odd features, such as unexpected excesses or energy cutoffs, and why interpreting them is difficult because charged particles are bent by magnetic fields and do not point cleanly back to their sources. The discussion connects cosmic rays to related messengers like gamma rays and neutrinos, whose directional information can help identify extreme environments such as supernova remnants, pulsars, and active galactic nuclei. The deeper significance is twofold: high-energy particle data can reveal new astrophysical processes, and it can also constrain or hint at exotic physics, including possible contributions from dark matter. Readers gain appreciation for the detective work required to extract reliable conclusions from messy, multi-messenger data. Lastly, from measurement to meaning the tools that test the universe, beyond individual mysteries, the book underscores the technologies and methods that make anomalies visible in the first place. This topic looks at how modern research turns faint signals into credible evidence, and why the frontier often lies in controlling uncertainty, calibration, and data pipelines. Whether the goal is to map the cosmic microwave background, track the motions of stars, measure gravitational effects, or search for rare particle interactions, the reader learns why independent confirmation is essential, and how different observational windows complement one another. Optical surveys reveal galaxies, radio observations map gas, X-ray and gamma-ray instruments probe hot and violent processes, and particle detectors expand astronomy beyond light. The topic also shows how big collaborations manage complexity through blind analyses, statistical thresholds, and systematic error budgets. Importantly, it explains that surprising results are not simply found, they are earned by building systems capable of distinguishing genuine signals from noise. This perspective helps readers evaluate sensational headlines with a more informed eye. It also reveals the human side of discovery, the patience of incremental improvement, the creativity of experimental design, and the disciplined skepticism that allows bold ideas to be tested fairly. In conclusion, this book is best suited for curious non-specialists who enjoy big scientific questions, as well as students and professionals who want a readable overview of where physics and astronomy feel most incomplete. If you like learning how scientists think, not just what they know, the focus on anomalies will be especially rewarding. The practical benefit is a stronger mental model of the modern universe and of scientific reasoning, how evidence is weighed, how uncertainty is handled, and why disagreement between measurements can be more informative than agreement. That mindset translates well beyond science, helping readers become better at evaluating claims, separating signal from noise, and appreciating the value of careful verification. The book is also worth buying compared with many popular cosmology titles because it emphasizes active fault lines rather than settled triumphs. Instead of retelling only established milestones, it spotlights the unresolved results that motivate current experiments and the competing explanations that make the field dynamic. The combination of frontier mysteries, clear conceptual scaffolding, and an insider's sense of how experiments and observations are actually pursued makes it a strong, distinctive guide to the universe as an ongoing investigation. If you would like to support Harry Cliff, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.